Well, it's wonderful. When we brought our boat into Newcastle, we had a chance to have a lot of these kids out on our boat, and they crawled around. And for many of them, it was the first time on a boat, or at least on a sailing yacht. And then the next piece of it was being able to come out here today on Lake Macquarie and actually go sailing. So we think that Sailability and Vision Australia are going to be partnering more in the future and bringing the kids out regularly sailing, which is just great. I think that's awesome.
Tell me, you and Pam Abeck, your partner, you've been sailing around the world for, what, 3 or 4 years now?
Yeah, we left in October of 2004 and then spent about a year and a half sailing to New Zealand. Then our boat was being worked on in New Zealand for also about a year and a half, and then we crossed the Tasman Sea and came to Sydney. But we've been to 7 countries so far, and we're about a third of the way around the world.
Yeah. You're visually impaired, obviously. There's challenges involved with sailing around the world. Where do those challenges present themselves? Is it when you're leaving ports and arriving at ports, or is it easier out on the open sea? Or
well, in general, I have about 5% of normal vision, and Pam has about 10% of normal vision. And in our country, we're considered legally blind. And out in the open sea, life is a lot simpler for us, actually, than it is when we get near to land. That's when it becomes very complicated, and we use a lot of specialized instruments. We have computers that that speak to us, and large print software to make everything very magnified, and so we have an audible GPS system on board. So a lot of instruments to help us deal with coming into a foreign port.
You'll be speaking to some of these younger potential sailors of the future later today. What will you say about growing up with a vision impairment and how that has guided you?
Growing up when you've got a vision problem or any disability, often the unfortunate part is often at that age children get teased a lot, and that really breaks down their self-confidence and their self-esteem, and they believe that they can only do some things. And what we hope to pass on to people is that you can do anything that you believe you can do if you're willing to adapt and have some perseverance and not to let the beliefs or the expectations of other people slow you down. And if you've got something you want to do, figure out a way to do it and just do it. And we believe wholeheartedly that people can do that.